are.
Breaking news in America. A study shows that the leading cause of muffin top is indeed muffins. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I recently became a father. Thank you. Became a father for the fourth time. Never so much applause on that part. Really no applause, right? Because after the third kid, people stop congratulating you. Then they just treat you like you're Amish. Four, well, that's one way to live your life. Can you build us one of those wood fireplaces? Four kids. Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
Man, so true. Oh, you guys, we got to get our sense of humor back, we got to laugh, and know that what we're all dealing with right now is not forever, and that's the good news. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're with me, because I have so much to go over today, actually. It was actually surprising. I was actually surprising myself, believe it or not. I have a lot to go through, a lot of good information for you, and a lot of things that maybe just might be really super educational. Melissa's out. She actually does have the flu. I know there are people in America that actually have the flu. Can you believe it? And nobody flipped out on them. But anyway, she's got the flu, and so she'll be joining me next week. So I'll take on the next hour, and I've got some great stuff. I've even got a great recording, and if you're feeling a little down, this recording's for you. Trust me on that one. And then I've got Susan coming on, so it's going to be a great show today. And I welcome you. Go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. You can actually get those on the bottom of the page, and they're up every single day. And I'm going to welcome my guest in this hour. I'm going to say first guest, because he's my only guest in this hour. But Doug Wolfenstein, how are you?
Doing good.
Excellent. Doing good, excellent. You're going to be running for Washington County Commissioner, and I cannot wait to hear what you're all about and kind of discover, you know, the reasons as to why you want to run and kind of hear about you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, not used to talking about myself,
I'm a
native of St. George, Washington County.
Uh-huh.
I've been here for 59 years, going to be 60
wow.
in July. I'm a father,
nice.
A grandfather, and a patriot.
Nice.
And the reason that I've chose to run is before it even got as crazy as it is, we weren't on a sustainable path with regulations and taxation. And I just kept looking at supposed Republicans and conservatives that continually pass mm-hmm. more regulations and more taxes and really hinder small business and businesses. And I just really felt a pull like either stand up or shut up.
Nice.
And do something. And so I thought that, you know, that the part of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution I like the most is we the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we can overcome whatever's on the other side of this that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we the people are unchained, unleashed, and supported by government, not hampered by government, less taxes. I think we ought to either eliminate, reduce, or combination all the above regulations and just unleash the small business people,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs.
Okay.
I think we can truly work miracles.
Oh, I like that. I really do, because it's really what we all should be about, and it's saying, you know what, I always like the person you have to talk into going into office, because they're usually your better bet, because they know, and they know that it's going to be a difficult road to kind of go against the grain a little bit, and especially if maybe all the others kind of get on one footing, maybe you're on another footing. How do you feel about courage? And I mean, I know when I ask that question, I mean, who's going to say, yeah, I don't have much, but I mean, I think that you could probably eloquently put that in a great way as far as what you're about and what you want to stand for. What would be those times and those moments where you would stand when maybe no one else was?
Well, I think this is one of them.
Yeah.
I think I look at George Washington and the Patriots at Valley Forge.
Sure.
And think, what drove them?
Mm-hmm.
That we've benefited for over 200 years from the sacrifices that they made.
Yes.
Can we not be the generation that inspires and does things that can turn it back around, return us back to what we are by all of us standing? I don't have all the answers, but I know we the people do. And I know that as if I am elected, and I hope mm-hmm. that I am, that I will have constant meetings with the caucus members, with the delegates, and really trying to work together. Where's the obstacle? How can mm-hmm. we eliminate this? How can we move forward?
Sure.
We have this Washington County is so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We have the climate, we have the beauty, and we have the people that I think we can lead not only the state, but the nation in, hey, if you just go back to our core principles that this country is founded on, there's nothing that we can't do.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's courage that I'm acting out of just feeling that there's a void mm-hmm. and that it needs to be filled. And because I don't feel like I'm a courageous person or I'm doing this for any platitudes or any mm-hmm. applause. I just feel a need of enough of calling ourselves conservatives and yet acting contrary to that.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, the reason I was even asking is because there are moments in the last, 8 years I've been on the radio and the answer I've received from when I've asked, why are we giving these lands away? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And it was the answer of because somebody else came before me and did it. What would you do in that case, Doug?
No matter how far you've gone down the wrong road,
yeah,
get off the road, turn around,
Amen.
Go back.
Amen.
We need to go back to our core principles. I would like to have a constitutional attorney vet every single regulation and law.
I love that.
That we That's adhere to, and if it isn't founded somewhere in the Constitution, it is not a lawful law, and it should not be followed or obeyed. That is not crazy talk. That's just getting back to our core.
That's being an American.
That's what I truly believe.
No, I love that.
That will help us.
Well, you're right. And I actually really like that idea because I think that, reaching out and making sure and I do the same thing here, too. I make sure of things. And I think that right now we're in a really weird time because a lot of people will just go along and I see a lot of people trying to climb that ladder. How do you feel about climbing a ladder into the political world?
I do not want to climb the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to, I love this nation and I really want to do what's right. And if I can, and I don't know why I was drawn to it or felt like it, but it's been a prompting to, I need to stand up for what I believe in. And that's all I'm doing.
I
believe in we the people and this country.
I like that. I really do. And it feels honest. And I really like that because I'm telling you, we have a lot of people that will just kind of sell out to get to the next step in politics. And for some reason, they get there and they land there and they never leave. And it's 20 years. And when I look around, I think, you know what? We've lost a lot of freedom and a lot of liberty and a lot of land in the 20 years that everybody's been in. And so what will the contribution be? Will you work on repealing things? Will you?
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of guessed that you would.
Yes. Yeah. If it's not constitutional or it is counter... If it removes property rights mm-hmm. or your personal rights or constitutional rights in any way, shape, or form, I think it needs to be gone and immediately.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't know. Either we change it to the United Socialist States of America or we go back to just the United States of America and we go back to our core principles and that's the Constitution.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. I really do. I love that. Who do you admire? Who kind of opened your eyes in politics and kind of the things we're talking about, the Constitution, and then who do you admire?
Who do I admire?
Uh-huh.
My mother.
Nice.
And who inspired me in politics? No one. It's out of desperation that I think. But I look at George Washington, and when you look at the sacrifice that the nameless men and women made mm-hmm. who fought with him and created what we have, we know it works. They didn't.
Right.
they just were getting out from underneath tyranny.
You're right.
I don't want to give up and go back under tyranny any more than we already are. And whatever it is, when we come out the other side, $6 trillion that they're getting ready to saddle us with.
Yeah, well,
and they're talking about another one after that, another one after that. I do not want to subject my grandchildren and children to slavery, and that's what it's going to be if we keep going down this path.
Yeah,
it's pretty scary when I see where we're at. And I think it's a tipping point in history. I truly do.
Oh, me too. In fact, I'm talking to Doug Wolfenstein. If you're wondering who I'm talking to, he's running for county commissioner, Washington County Commissioner, and I'm so glad he is. I'm so glad he is. And I'm really happy that you have decided to do this because it isn't easy. And my other question was, you know, what woke you up to what was going on around you? Because there's a lot of people, you know, kind of in a coma out there. What woke you up, Doug?
More regulations, more taxes, seeing the tax. It's when you identify it's not a sustainable course.
Mm-hmm.
Raising taxes, more regulations, more hoops, more hurdles is not sustainable for a free society. It's not.
Yeah.
And that what woke me up is just dribs and drabs, just a little mm-hmm. more. And it just can't continue this way. And now I see before, you know, this is when I chose to get in. Now I've seen what we're going through and what we're going to be faced on the, what I'm really concerned about is on the other side of this is how we're going to act.
Yeah,
because I believe those that are taking our powers now are going to double, triple down mm-hmm. on regulations and taxations and control. And we're going to lose more freedoms than ever we thought ever possible. We need to be the opposite. We need to show that the core principles, we the people, that we can be trusted, that we can turn mm-hmm. things around when we're unshackled and we're not sitting paying obscene amounts of taxes.
Yeah,
we're the best ones to decide what we do with our money.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, they're looking like they're working so hard on this bill and, oh, we're going to try and get this passed. Why don't they we'll just open businesses again. You know what I mean? We can take care of ourselves. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, just eliminate the income tax for 2 years.
Yeah.
And all property taxes. And let's just put set that $6 trillion aside and just give us the money and give us deregulate some things and where we're not hampered all the time. Every time you want to turn around and do something with your property that you've paid obscene taxes on
mm-hmm.
and you told no, and here's some hoops and you got to jump through these.
Doug Wolfenstein.
Can't do that. And
thank you.
It's just not a
thank
sustainable
you, Doug. I really course. Appreciate you, Doug. Doug Wolfenstein, he's running for county commissioner. Get him in there. Just get him in there. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Smiling from my head to her foot. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm going to give you an opportunity in a minute to tell me, you know, if your business is open, if you need some help, what you're doing, because you know what, I'm here to help. And I know that people are struggling and they're nervous now that our governor's come down with his big order you know, house arrest until May 1st. I know. But when you heard that, did you... You know what? A little home time has been great. I think America needed a long nap. It was wonderful. But now, I'm ready to get back into the swing of things now. And I don't know if you're feeling like that. Maybe you just want the rest of this week and then maybe go back. I don't know. But to be out till May 1st seems so ridiculous and so over the top that I have to call it out. I could not even believe it. You know, I saw some plans that were being made. You know, they were all in a teleconference, Romney and Spencer Cox and a bunch of people. And they were all discussing, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? It's the what can we do disease. What can we do? We got to do something. And it was like, it's like watching people outdo each other. You know what I mean? Now I've got a plan. Now I've got a plan. And we need a plan. We don't need a plan. You just you just relinquish the dogs. You just let people go to work and stop doing this to our economy. And I think one of the things that I'm noticing the most is that, you know, this is a huge wake-up call for us to see how much the government can do to us and how much we let the government do to us. Because right now, I bet you that if everybody went and just opened their business here and all the service businesses went back and the restaurants went back, I think you'd fill the seats up. I think you'd be just fine. And you know what? What could they do about it? What are they going to come do? You know, honestly, an entire community, what honestly could they do? Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Deb Moon, and I'm calling from St. George Ink and Toner.
Nice.
And I just wanted to say that, I'm on the air.
Yeah, you are on the air.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
we're
sure.
Open. I just wanted to
good.
Say St. George Ink and Toner, we are open.
Awesome.
And we are sanitizing doors and credit card machines and wiping down and staying 6 feet away from you. But we are staying open and trying to help out with everybody who's at home now.
I love it.
Printing everything they can think of.
Yeah. Excellent.
And we're there.
You know
and
what?
We're
you're
still
right,
also
though.
Delivering to small businesses.
Okay.
So if anybody's out there wondering, you know, how do I keep my business going and I don't have anything to print with, call us.
St. George Ink and Toner. St. George Ink and Toner. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
That was great.
I appreciate being able to talk. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Caller, I'm just going to leave you on hold for just a second. I did write into the Southwest Health because I told them to stop including cases in their overall county case of corona, of COVID. They bumped it on up to four in Washington County, and two of them, in fact, I interviewed them on Monday, two of them shouldn't be there. And I don't like that kind of trickery. I think it's dishonest. I just don't like it. And when we switched over from the Washington County numbers, and then all of a sudden we were just all of a sudden reporting it as a five county, were they that desperate for numbers? And so I told them to please, I was going to call them out every day on the air because I don't like that kind of fear-driven crazy where people actually will get a lot of fear because they actually think that we just got, you know, five cases in Washington. We didn't. They left two people on there that were cleared and should be taken off. And it really drives me crazy when these outfits think they can get away with it. And in the, hold on, caller, so sorry. In the lingo that they've been writing in the articles, it's past tense. Have you guys noticed that? We had these cases, and then it talks about it in the present as if it's real time, like it's going on right now, like we just diagnosed all these cases over the weekend. And that's not true. That's a lie. So call them out on it. Right, Southwest, five counties. Call them out on that kind of trickery. I don't like that kind of stuff. All right, I'm done. Caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, Sam calling,
Sam.
And I want to thank you for being such a great voice of sanity in this world full of kabuki theater.
Thank you, Sam. You too.
That's exactly what it is. It's flim-flam show kabuki theater.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well,
and
it is. I mean, there's no way around it.
I mean, I'll be the first one to admit, yeah, there's something going on out there, but how do we know that some of these cases aren't just the flu or any number of things?
Oh,
I think they,
boy.
Like you, I think they just want to artificially inflate this because, I mean, we're keeping ourselves in bondage, those of us that are in fear all the time.
Well, I did some research you're going to love then in the next hour because I am going to poke the biggest hole through Italy's numbers that you've seen. You're going to love it.
Good deal. Well, yep. This is why I say I want to thank you. I'll just tell you, though, I'm getting sick and tired of asking permission to live.
Yeah, right? I didn't know we were on house arrest, but it sure feels like it. And so, you know, why don't we just quarantine the sick? That's how that works. So,
here's what we can do, Kate.
What's
Let's
that?
Just all go to bed during the winter, never get up, and then in the spring we'll come out like bears.
I'm in.
I mean, that's about the way it is. I mean, if we're gonna play this game the way we're playing it, we may as well shut the country down every winter
till
we get into about May, and then just open it up and everybody come out like bears out of their cubby holes.
And then
spend 3 months out in the out in the open, and all of a sudden we all go back in our foxholes.
So true. Thanks so much, Sam. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
It.
Have
Thank
a good day.
You. Thank you. Oh, I love it. Yeah, you gotta. I put some research on Facebook. If you saw it, you know what I'm going to be talking about. But you've got to hang out for this next hour because I'm going to be talking about that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Miss Kate.
Hi there.
First off, I'd like to say thanks, community. You're all helping everybody out the best you can. I've seen a lot of people just being good Christians.
Yeah, I love that. Don't you? I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one now, shining thing. Go ahead.
So my reason for the call, me and my wife are small business owners here in town. We applied for the state assistance small business loan, and were denied because we're not in Salt Lake County.
What?
Yeah.
That's odd. Really?
So it makes me think that someone's trying to sugarcoat something with a lot of money to take something when this is all over.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody can help our caller out, call in. I don't know. That's odd. That is strange.
Yeah.
Well, and anyone's welcome to talk about their business in this hour. I have no problem with that at all. So, you're more than welcome to. But you know what? If we have another caller that might have some info for you, I hope they call in.
All righty.
Thank you. Hey. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Ooh, go right ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Go right ahead.
Doing good. It's been about a year since I've called you.
I know. What's up with that? Come on.
Last March, me and my dad both got diagnosed with H1N1 pneumonia, and it almost killed me, and it did kill him. At 64. So let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This so-called pandemic going on here is a bunch of horse crap. So
I'm glad you called it out.
I really, really want to thank the lunch ladies that are busting their butts right now, trying to make sure kids are being fed. They're doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I bumped into a few of them yesterday while I was on my job going through the schools, and, you know, I said, the superheroes wear aprons right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, we also wear hairnets, too.
There you go.
But I just think Trump should really open the country back up for business. I mean,
it's really the governors. It's the governors. The governor should do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the governor should be too. Herbert should too. It's garbage that they're closing everything down for something that's no worse than the common cold.
Because they didn't do it on a federal level. They did all of this on us. This is your politicians in our state. They're the ones that did this to us. Yeah. They didn't have to play ball.
They need to open this crap back up. Because
I know. It's killing people.
It's gotten ridiculous.
I know. I'm with you. I am.
Love you. I'm glad you guys are still doing good. Hopefully I'll be back on a little bit more to say hi to you. But
yeah, I'm glad you're doing better, and I'm sorry about your father. Dang.
The best advice I can give to everybody today is just smile.
Is what?
That's all you got is just smile.
Just smile.
So,
okay.
I hope everyone has a good day.
Thank you. You Thanks, too. Kate. Thank you. Thanks for spreading some sunshine. I like it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. First of all, I wanted to let you know that your show has really been cutting out on KZNU. We've lost most of it. About the first 60% of that interview with the candidate for commissioner, we couldn't hear. So
are you on the AM?
Or interview him again.
Are you on the AM channel? Are you on AM?
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 Yes.
Okay.
I quickly went to the computer, your website, so I could hear most of the interview.
Okay.
And I recommend people that are hearing you cut out, because you keep cutting out, to do the same. Go
okay,
on
I'll get them on it.
And hear you. Yeah. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, we're at 1 or 2% of the usual number of fatalities from flu in America. There are 800 deaths they claim, if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the other day when I went online, there's 40,000 deaths per year in America from flu. And then another source says in the last 10 years it had averaged 60 to 80,000.
Yeah.
So if it's 80,000, we're at 1%.
Yep.
So
yep.
All you have to do is use some logic. If you care about mankind, you care about Americans, you should pray to God that the main flu next year will be COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the least deadly flus.
Yeah.
And almost everybody survives. You either die or you survive.
Mm-hmm.
You recover. You don't have lasting medical problems. Very few people do from the flu.
Well, did you ever hear the Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko's cure for corona? I'm not joking you. He actually told his citizens this for spreading information and spreading information about this. But his treatment is 50 grams of vodka, a sauna, and work on a tractor on the field. Because if you're on if you're working on the tractor on your field, you'll forget about your problems. Then you can only guess what the other two are for.
Right.
So I love that.
I mean, at these levels, there's no reason to even use a standard public health procedure, which if you have a serious contagious disease, cholera or something like that, you're asked to quarantine in your home. We put a big sign on your door. And that's at these levels, it's there's no need for anything. It's a regular flu season. And if it's not regular, it's because it's at such a low level.
Oh, Mark, I get it. I get it. I'm going to be doing some research in the next hour, but I kind of wanted to. You're stealing the sunshine. I want to let people
let me
call
comment
in.
On something else, and that's these bills. As that caller said, it's $6 trillion now.
Uh-huh.
The Fed is going to be pumping money. They're not talking about where the money's going to. The Fed
is going
to these billionaire corporations. But the point there is, at the average American, you've heard the line for years, money doesn't grow on trees. Why do people say that? And Milton Friedman said he can boil down economics in one statement.
Got
There's no free lunch. Well, all Americans have been so dumbed down on economics, they believe this is free. And, of course, the Fox News and all the stations, well, we want to get ours. We're going to get this free money. And there's a price we're going to pay. It's our liberties. It's our freedoms. It's the destruction of our economy.
I know. I've got to go to a break.
We're going to be so indebted. We're going to be dependent on government and indebted to them. And that's what they want. That's the perfect slave.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. You can call up with your business. You can talk about it. I don't care. Go right ahead. I think people need to know you're open, need to know that you would like some customers, whatever, however I can help you in this hour. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Past 8 today, my neighbor paid my meter. My boss gave me a raise, didn't even say the reason. There's kindness in the air, it takes me where I'm going. I think I'm happy and I know it, know it. All these things keep going my way.
Hi there, welcome back to Kate Daly Show. I interviewed Doug Wolfenstein. He's running for county commissioner. You might want to get him in. We need some... Boy, do we ever need some new faces. He's a good candidate, too. You know I'll never say that unless I think they're a good candidate. So make sure you're getting Doug Wolfenstein in there for county commissioner. We need somebody like that. We really do. We need Doug. And welcome back to the show. I've got great sponsors. Of course, Dr. Diet and Inside Out Hyperbarics are amazing. And I just want to hat tip them for always supporting me. And you know... We have the best small business owners here, and they are amazing people. And I just want to do what we can do to help. Hold on, caller. I just want to do what we can do to help. And so if you want to pimp a business on the air for a second, you want to call up, let people know you'll take customers, that you're open, this would be the time to do it. Also, if you're retired and you don't like to use the internet, and maybe you listen to my show, and you don't want to drive anywhere and you don't want to get out, Let me know. I'm trying to think how I could have you let me know. If there's anything that I can do and you want to call me on the break or what have you, or right after the show airs, I'll be in studio. Call me. And if you need anything, then either myself or I'll line somebody up to help get some stuff for you from the store if you don't want to go to the store. Because I think that's got to be pretty frustrating right now to be just at home like that. And we're all feeling it. But if you need assistance, if you need some help, then just call me and I'll figure out who to get to your house and we'll figure out how to help you. All right. So caller, go right ahead. Floor is yours.
FM died with the AM. Didn't hear the interview.
FM died with the AM? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went and got the FM radio just because of that.
Darn it.
And then
okay.
I finally caught it, and then the AM was on at the same time.
Ah,
so.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate
just
you. Thank you.
Help the technicians
for,
out. Carry
yeah.
On.
Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for letting me know. Really appreciate that. Okay. Caller, welcome. Oh, I know. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller,
hi,
you're
Kate,
live.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Let's
so
hear
I'll
it.
Let you know I'm opened.
Okay.
This is Southern Utah Doors out there trying to keep everybody's garage doors working so they
nice.
Can get in and out of their house.
Hey, that's a good thing. You know, right now it seems
even
like
though,
a good
I guess
time.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah, right? No, I think it sounds like a good thing because right now is when we kind of, you know, you're looking at your home a little closer, aren't you? And maybe you want to make some changes. This would probably be the time to do it. It's great.
It is. You know, I want to encourage all your listeners to ask people when they're out and about. This,
mm-hmm.
this is what I, it's really going to tick me off.
What's up?
About the stimulus.
Uh-huh.
Because when I'm out and about, I'm asking all of the retail stores.
Yeah.
I go, hey, how are your sales doing?
Right.
And so like some of the big box stores, they've
mm-hmm.
looked at me and they go, you wouldn't believe it. Our sales are beating last year. We are
wow.
doing great.
Awesome.
There are... I asked the gas stations. This one I found interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I go, so how are your sales here at the gas station? They're like, well, you know, the inside stuff we sell, but gas is up through the roof. We are selling
good.
So much gas.
Well, good.
And I'm like,
I don't know where everybody's
supposed to be staying home.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody's going, but hey, I salute them. And yeah, they closed the parks and everything. I mean, it's ridiculous what they did. What, for bathrooms? I mean, what, we can't have our bathrooms
yeah.
clean? Believe me, I'll come clean them. You know, it's nonsense. The whole thing, utter nonsense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the common thing seems to be when I'm asking people, they're telling me that their sales are either the same or they're up.
Good. Good.
During this crisis.
Good.
You know, and I understand there's restaurants
mm-hmm.
and the movie theaters.
Yeah, there's some
like
hit
that,
pretty hard.
They're telling me their sales are up, so why are we going to bail them out?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Yep, I see a lot of problems.
You know,
see
look
this...
at the grocery stores. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
on the shelves. What does that mean?
Right.
That means their sales are up.
Yeah. That's
so,
true. That's true. Thank you.
I'm going to get a little upset about this bailout.
I know. We all should be. We all should be kind of horrified at it, actually. We should be horrified
yep.
that they are able to do this in the first place. So,
that is true.
Yeah, I really appreciate you. Thank you. I'll tell you what. We have about 1,163 serious cases of COVID-19 in this country. That's how many? 1,163. Your business is shut down right now. For 1,163 cases, they're not even all in the hospital. They're not even on a ventilator. I know they keep saying they're, you know, we're going to run out of ventilators. Give me a break. Got 100,000 of those in this country. We probably have maybe 30 of those on a ventilator, and that's being generous. 1,163. You know why that is? Because the other 54,000 cases are mild or no symptoms. They don't even know they have it. They don't even know. I mean, they got tested positive, but it's not like they're sick or anything. Nothing's going on there. And so, yeah, we're doing that for 1,163 cases in this country right now. We're looting America into the trillions and shutting down business for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's
Hi.
Crazy Corey.
Hi, Crazy Corey. How are you?
I am not sick.
Okay, well, that's a positive. Good, good.
So you can stand close to me. I'm going to try my attempts at humor here. I know
sure.
you've been stressed about the washing your hands thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that did not get on the agendas in our elementary schools, and so they're trying to catch up by teaching all the kids they forgot to teach to wash their hands because they only
really?
Do what they're told.
All right.
The other thing is that people are struggling with the touching their face. That's hard
mm-hmm,
for me to not
mm-hmm.
touch my face.
Yes.
But it only says I shouldn't touch my face. So I think I'm going to work on touching other people's faces because then that should be okay.
I would totally do that. I would totally do that. Yes. You won't be
my
a nuisance
nose itches,
at all.
I need to itch your nose.
No, everybody will think that's great.
Another thing is I was thinking of Lowell Taylor. I love his prophetic playbook story.
Oh,
he's
it's a good
such
one.
An optimistic view on this? Maybe it's time to get him on.
You know what? I will. That's a great suggestion, actually. Lowell Taylor, the Prophecy Playbook, it's an awesome book about Revelations and Daniel. Yeah, it's amazing. All right. Hey, thanks. Good suggestion. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I love that. 888-673-1450. I also want a big shout out to Republic Services in St. George and their owner right now, their operations manager, I should say, operations manager Adam, you know, he decided to buy his employees lunch, you know, and take the families out twice a week to local establishments that would offer takeout, of course, because I don't know why we can't sit in a booth, but whatever. But I love that he's doing this. And you know, that's 50 employees. And I know that's not got to be, you know, easy to do. But I just think that's pretty neat. And I know that the employees over there at Republic would be really grateful to see that, and he's doing it. And I just wanted to give a shout out for those bosses and those people out there that are really, they're awesome. They're awesome people, and they're trying, and we're all kind of trying because we've never been through something like this. And it's insane, isn't it? What do we do? I think we should all just go open up our businesses, but you know, that's just me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, let's talk about you.
No.
Let's talk about your business, Kate.
No.
this is a message to all of your listeners out there. You own a business. Mm-hmm. You're supported by, you know, businesses that help you with advertising dollars or whatever it is. What if those businesses go away because of this, and then what happens to you?
Yeah,
so this message is to all you out there that love listening to Kate. Mm-hmm. Get on her website, katedalyradio.com. Go to donate now, and whether it's PayPal or Patreon, whatever it is, send her $10, $20, $200, $2,000,
so
whatever
kind.
It is, and make sure she stays on the air. And then put it on your calendar.
Aww.
Every week, do the same thing, or every month, do the same thing on the same exact day. We need to keep you on the radio. We don't need you leaving for any reason at all.
Wow. So you're going to make me cry.
Please, if you love listening to Kate,
okay, thank you. Okay, that was really sweet. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Aw, that made my day. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, really, truly appreciate that. And I've liked being on my own with the show. I own the show, and it's been a really great experience, by the way. Wouldn't trade it for the world. So thank you for that. That was really heartfelt, and you're going to make me cry. I really appreciate that. So make sure you're calling in. This is a good time to let me know business-wise, you know, if you want to let people know about a business, even an idea, whatever the case is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. You know, I know that there's a lot of things here that we don't like,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? There's a lot of things here that are really good that are happening because of the things we don't like.
Yeah, there always is, and I think it's always important to stay positive by always remembering the gratitude part because, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, it's been kind of nice to have a long nap from all the responsibilities and all the go. It's actually been nice. I don't want the government telling me I have to, but I've liked the slowdown for a moment. It's been nice.
Yeah, it's what people do for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it's about.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you so much. And I mean, really and truly, I've seen a lot of people helping people. It's been really, really great to watch that. I mean, is there anything better than that? Because honestly, at the end of the day, it's really about service, isn't it? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Phil and Brenda with Arte Gallery and Framing. We're still open.
Yay!
And until
Good.
They come and tell me to close, I probably won't close anyway.
I'm so glad. Good. You know what? Stay open.
Yeah.
I can't believe they can do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then wring their hands.
Call,
yeah. Go ahead.
People have been calling and asking, are you open? I said, yep, I'm going to stay open forever. So there you go.
Okay. Name of the business again.
It's Arte, A-R-T-E, Gallery and Framing. We're on Dixie Drive, and we have over 600 artworks. Bring the kids. Check out some of the art. It's a good time to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Hey, we need things to do. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you. I was telling a few people, if you have little kids at home, take some masking tape and create like a little path, you know, all on the floor. So from one room to the next room, around the kitchen table to the next room, and let them just work that little path, whether it's with, you know, however they want to do it, with cars or with, I don't know, whatever. I mean, I've seen kids do all kinds of things, but you just would not believe what they could do with a masking tape path about a foot wide all around the house. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Kate.
Hi there. Hi there. Go right ahead. You don't have a whole lot of time, but go for it.
Okay, well, really quick, a little dark humor. Here's a kind of a dark, humorous way to look at this. Like sure. I tell my coworkers, if I get COVID, mm-hmm. I'll finally get 2 weeks off of work.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Have a good day.
Thank you. 888-673-1450. I can probably squeeze another one in. And all your businesses, honestly, thank you for, honestly, and thank you really and truly for listening. That keeps me on the air, too. And I really, really appreciate that. I think, you know, we as a community can really help each other out. And I think that's one of the most positive things I've seen come out of this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. This is Bill from the Flower Market.
Nice.
You know we're still open.
Nice.
And for the guys out there, if you're in trouble, give us a call. Give us a favorite color in the flower. We'll do our best to make her happy.
Maybe they should just do it anyway. You know, this is a lot of days of togetherness.
Right?
Right? Okay.
Yeah, come on down. We'll look you out. We do deliver, too. So.
Awesome. Flower Mart, thank you for staying open. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Really appreciate it. It's amazing to watch how many businesses. In fact, 47, I think. Wasn't it 47? Something like that. I'll get the number right before I go into the next part of the show. But it was kind of a crazy number. How many retailers are just not paying rent and they just kind of stopped doing much. So that's kind of bizarre. I'll end up getting to that. But holy cow, there's a lot of retailers that are shutting down. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Lowry's Red Barn. 25 North 300 West in Washington is open.
Ooh,
we got reclassified. Nice. We got reclassified to a grocery store, although we still sell the state's best ice cream.
Yes, you do.
And we're open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. 5-6 days a week.
Red
every
Barn.
Every day of Sunday. So
oh,
come on in and
Red
have
Barn.
Some ice cream, guys.
I
can't
love
hang
that.
Out there, but you can come in and have some ice cream.
Awesome. Thank you. I love the Red Barn. The Red Barn has all kinds of fruit and just great produce and just all cherry juice and just all kinds of great stuff. I really like it in there, actually. And she's right, the best ice cream. So that's Red Barn in Washington and right by the Staley Barn. So, okay, one more. I can squeeze you in. Go for it.
Yes. One of your sponsors is open, the Balance of Nature.
Their yes.
Headquarters is here in St. George. And I called them yesterday and had it, you know, I've purchased their product because
good.
Of your show and because it's
good. Excellent.
For me. So I
it is good for you.
They're open.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Balance of Nature is honestly a fantastic product. I would not talk about it on the show. You know me. I would not talk about it on the show if I didn't love that product. It really is that good. And I actually think you need it for food storage. I really do. You need to store it. It's got all those nutrients. I mean, my gosh, you could not pay for all of those vegetables that go in it for the low, low, low price that you get it for. You just can't beat it. And then put in Kate, the code Kate, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. It's a great deal. I'm going to come back, and the information I'm about to give you, it's a little crazy. You got to hang out. KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back.